Initially, when the turmoil started in Iraq back in the 90s, many of the health doctors, nurses, they moved out of Iraq. There was damage to the infrastructure. Then the government reinforced and repaired some of the infrastructure. WHO established a lot of primary healthcare centers. But then it comes another war, and then again a lot of damage to the infrastructure and a flight of the human resources out of Iraq.
With the difficulties of access that you have to these Western areas, how is the aid going to be used effectively?
What we have in all those governorates and districts, we have what we call them focal points. And these are local doctors or pharmacists or senior level paramedics who we have contracted. And then we channel our aid through Iraq Red Crescent or ICRC or through local NGOs. Then the focal point ensures that the aid is delivered, or the medicine, for example, life-saving medicine or vaccines are delivered to a health center. And then he or she monitors the use of those medicines and report us to back to us. It varies from area to area. It varies from governorate to governorate. The aim is that wherever the population is, particularly in those areas which are occupied by ISIL or Daesh, they have at least the basic primary healthcare service access to the health services available to them.
Can you just give me briefly a picture of the kind of sickness that is being encountered there by IDPs, internally displaced people, and others?
Well, the most prominent are the children being affected by the acute respiratory tract infections, pneumonias, particularly in winters. But then when we had in the summer period, when it struck, mostly we had acute diarrheas, bloody dysentery, typhoid fever, hepatitis. But then in winter, the acute respiratory tract infection is the most predominant one, both in adults and children, including pneumonias. And then measles has become another quite challenge of concern. And then we shouldn't forget, normally in an acute emergency, we normally forget about patients suffering from chronic diseases, diabetes, for example. This is a lifelong disease. Hypertension, for example, there's a lifelong disease. And if a diabetic patient, insulin dependent, doesn't get an insulin, he or she may die. So it's a combination of acute illnesses, which I said, plus the exacerbation of the chronic illnesses because of the repeated movements. Their access to the medicine for chronic diseases may not always be there.